One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hey there, listener, it's your old pal Paul, and I just wanted to say, if you're a musician, a writer, an artist, a comedian, or anything like that, and you want to come talk to us on the Lousy Weather Media main show, email us at lwmpodcast@gmail.com. Just submit like whatever you have. If you have links to your YouTubes, if you're a comedian or a musician or anything like that, links to your page, Bandcamp, all that information. Give us a little rundown of what you do, and we will contact you back if we are interested. So come on and be a part of the Lousy Weather Media main show and come talk to me, Sean, and Bob. And now enjoy the show.
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read. Hello and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Tony Sansonetti.
Full name still!
Forever! You know what I noticed?
What's up?
On the main show, you all say full name.
Yeah, I know.
You give me...
because I say I'm Paul, and you're like, Tony Sansonetti, look me up on Facebook, friend me, marry me, whatever. Imagine if you got a marriage request. You know you can do that to anyone on Facebook? You can just be like, request relationship anyone you know.
That's not what I'm doing this for.
Really?
To find my new wife.
You sure?
Yeah.
Surprising. So how are you doing, man?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing well. I'm okay. I'm kind of tired.
Really?
Well, I've had to talk to you for a while. So
yeah, we have been hanging out for a minute.
Sleepy.
Yeah, I tucker him out. I gave you coffee. So you want to start off with the genre five.
Genre five, top five directors, I guess all time, yeah. All
for
time,
you, yeah. For me, I just did mine a second ago.
No
like
shit.
I took about 5 minutes on it. And honestly, like, I'm going to preface this. It's weird. Like, I love movies, but, like, I'm not the person that looks for directors that, like, I won't see every movie that a director did.
Okay.
Nor will I really see every movie an actor's in. Even someone I love. But, like, there's certain movies that I'm like, oh, I really like how this is shot. Or I really like how this is executed, like how they set it up and everything like that. But, I don't know, so my list might be a little weird, or it might get changed while we're doing it.
Also,
because I might hear yours and be like, I'm adding that one, and we might have the same genre.
Well, I have I have a fifth and a sixth that are like a tie.
Okay.
But
all right, hit me with yours first.
Yeah, okay.
So I can cheat.
First one, it's kind of a, you know, you could see this one coming a mile away, Steven Spielberg.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, he did a few that I enjoy.
Steven.
Yeah, no.
Spielberg. Yep. That was on my list before. Don't worry about it.
You know, obviously we could just, you know, Jaws, E.T.
Oh, God. Jaws is amazing. And not, like, Gremlins, though.
Oh, you keep bringing that shit up.
But it's
everyone
weird, right?
Falls off the wagon. Everyone does.
But after Jaws, after E.T., I mean, it's just such a weird follow-up.
I mean, he probably did more than anyone else ever could have with that.
Franchise?
Yeah.
Well, I guess it wasn't a franchise then, but yeah. I don't know. It's still sick. Whatever. Okay, go ahead.
Notables for me, from him.
Yeah.
Schindler's List, Saving Private Ryan, Munich, those movies.
Who did Jurassic Park?
I want to say that's a Steven Spielberg film.
Pretty sure. I'll look it up for
almost
you.
Almost 99% sure.
I'll look it up just so you don't
like
sound like an asshole.
Like, oh, it's a Tim Burton film for like
Nightmare Before
Christmas,
yeah.
But it's not.
I know. I'm like, hey, asshole. No, it's presented by fucking douche. All right, what's
you
your next
You
want to
sound like a total dick.
Next one. I'm almost positive that Jurassic Park is him.
Sure.
Because I've seen meetings of him with, like, holding the T-Rex and be like, I want it to look like this and run like this. And seeing behind the scenes shit like that and like, yeah, it was directed by him. And seeing Steven Spielberg holding that thing with his dumb hat on and his glasses and his beard, and you're just like, fuck, you're an actual person, yet you're just a genius at this shit. Go ahead.
He really is almost like, well, I'm just going to take a shit on screen for an hour and a half, and like Warner Bros. Is like, we'll do it.
Oh,
we'll
yeah.
Great.
Steven's shitting again.
Steven's going to make a big old shit.
Get a camera. Get nine.
What? Oh, you're bringing Ron Howard with you. Okay, perfect.
AI, Catch Me If You Can. I mean, there's a whole bunch of shit.
There's
Did he direct
plethora.
Catch Me If You Can? Because he produces a ton of shit. 147 producer credits.
His producer credits.
52 fucking... Oh my God, he's directing another Indiana Jones 5? Well, not another Indiana Jones 5,
but... Is he bringing
Georgie
along for the ride? Because probably. Because that could probably throw it right off the rails.
He did Lincoln? Wow. Yeah. War Horse? Crystal Skull? The Terminal? Fuck. I just listened to a podcast. Tom Hanks was on The Nerdist. Not recently. I've been re-listening to all of their podcasts. It was in like 2012. He's like, it's so weird. People like walk up to me on the street and be like, I love The Terminal. And he's like, that wasn't an obscure movie. I'm like, obscure? You and Steven Spielberg. Like, that's not obscure
so
at all.
Weird. Because it only grossed like twice the budget.
Yeah. And Hook? Wow, man. It's weird. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I never really studied directors. Like, I've never really done that. I guess I shouldn't be hosting a movie podcast since I know so little about them. Close Encounters, my shit.
Oh,
I'll call myself out. I don't give a shit.
I know. And hey, it's an evolutionary process.
It really is. I'm learning things with you guys.
Yeah, what we're doing. Yeah, when I tell you to watch a movie for in-depth, most time you haven't seen it.
Yeah.
And it's an experience.
Like Casino.
I saw Ice Storm, and that was good.
Oh, man.
That was worth watching.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm glad I was on a podcast where someone was like, watch Ice Storm.
There you go, dude.
Boom, bam. Done.
I'll show you big dicks. Don't worry.
Ang Lee. Ching Chong.
Oh, God. Yeah. Racist as fuck. And edit mark at 5 minutes and 10 seconds.
I don't edit shit.
No, we won't. Leave the racism. Play it as it lies.
I was watching Battleship today, and that's why I think I did that just then, because there's a part in the movie where the guy's reading off the list.
You said Battleship, correct?
Battleship.
Yeah. The movie based off the Hasbro game.
Yeah.
The board game.
Are you sure it's not Mattel?
I'm pretty sure it's Hasbro.
I don't know if you know.
Pretty sure it's Hasbro. But I'm just
in the movie.
Yeah. The movie based off that board game.
Yeah. That, it's a piece
of shit. So I was watching
shit.
Stratego.
It was on FX, dickhead. I was at my dad's doing laundry.
And your dad's
Let's
probably like,
get
dude, these aliens are so sick. Going back
aliens.
To bed.
They look like wind-up toys here. They're super tough.
No, honestly, I love the CGI in that flick, but Jesus Christ, is it a pile of garbage. Anyways, go ahead. What were you saying?
Liam Neeson's listing the memorable sailors on the USS Missouri. He's like, Admiral blah, 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 Captain
Akbar.
Blah, blah, blah. But
was it Admiral Akbar?
Shut the...
It's a trap.
Being on this podcast, it's a trap.
How did I get you here? Go ahead.
Such a small point I'm making, but there's this cadet that's listening to him, and every name he says a racist thing after it for like 10 different names.
Right.
Like, Captain Pashwami, and he's like, oh, give me some curry. Like, everything. It's literally just a bracket of fucking
stereotypes,
racisms.
Yeah.
And that's what he says was ping pong pong when he says like a Japanese guy.
Oh, name. Yeah. Right off your racism on Battleship.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm fresh off the racism of Battleship. So when I said Ang Lee, I was like, oh, Crouching Tiger.
The racially charged Battleship.
Most racist movie of 2013.
Honestly, probably 2012, for right?
For fuck's sake. Coen Brothers.
Yeah.
Dumbass.
Yeah.
Lots of good movies.
Matrix, right?
Yeah, The Matrix.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, I hope so. I fucking hope so.
That was written by brothers, though, right?
Wachinski.
Yeah, Wachinski brothers.
Yes, when they were brothers.
Oh, they're not anymore. They separated?
No.
They were Siamese twins.
Now it's a girl.
So they're siblings.
Yes.
Do they say
that
now?
Wachinski siblings, yes.
That's how they refer to them? Wow, that's insane. How
they're
gender
not brothers.
Neutral of them. How about like the Wachinski people? Why has it got to be siblings?
Why do we gotta? They are siblings.
Why do
but
we gotta
not brothers?
Why
anymore?
Do we gotta put a label on? Is what I'm saying. I don't see. Dicks.
Why would you call your brother a brother?
Yeah,
this is your brother. Why would you not?
I would call him a person.
Oh, this is my person. I know.
Yeah,
Nathan.
That's not what Nathan. Nathan.
Nathan.
For all of you that don't know, that's his brother's name.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah. How are you? How do you know Nathan? He's a human. So am I.
No. He came out of the same pussy I did.
That's what you'd say.
Yeah.
Instead of using the word brother.
You don't introduce people like that.
No. Jesus Christ. No. We share vaginas.
Yeah. Common vaginas.
I would say we are.
We have a common vagina. This is a person I know, God. Though. And we share a last name. I guess that's a way more.
OV.
Easy
triple
way.
OV.
What's that?
Original Vaginas.
Oh, nice. Triple OV. Jesus. Okay, anyways, go ahead. You want to name some films from those guys?
Yeah. Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yeah.
There Will Be Blood. No Country for Old Men.
Ooh,
well, no. He's on here, too.
Very, okay.
Paul Thomas.
Yeah.
Anderson, so
oh,
good.
My God.
All right.
Paul F. Tompkins is on mine. I'm just kidding. I love that dude, though. He's great.
When I saw No Country for Old Men. It was.
It's a life. It's a game changer.
It was a real fucking eye opener.
That movie shot stupendously.
Yes, how haunting a film can.
Yeah.
Feel.
And they had. I don't know. It's weird. Like establishing shots. I feel like are in. They're obviously in every film, but like that movie in itself really captured like the desolation of everything. Like that big desert shots and stuff. Like, I don't know. It was really cool.
It reminded
me a lot of Spun. The opening credits of Spun are like one of my favorite. Like opening credits ever.
Is that with Billy Corgan's version of
It's Zayo, but I don't
Number
know.
Number of the Beast.
Yeah, but it's not him singing.
It's his. Is it his band?
It's called No, it's Zayo. I think. Hold on, let me look it up real quick. I thought it was Z A O was the band name that did the cover of Number of the Beast. But god damn it, I didn't even know what song it was. I was like, this sounds so familiar. And then they hit the chorus, and I was like, oh, this is the shit.
Yeah. No, because there's that shot of inside the car, like the engine rumbling as it's driving
everything,
down
the
road.
Wheels. It's like it almost like him they had 1,000 GoPros. Yeah. Spun opening song. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right. It was Juan. Yeah, yeah. So Z-W-A-N, that is him. But that wasn't Billy singing, for sure. I know that for a fact.
Oh, I have no idea.
You haven't seen Spun?
No, but I don't know if that
you
was
should Billy. Watch it.
Oh, Jesus.
We should do an in-depth next week
I've
of this
it,
movie
I've
you
seen
haven't
everything
seen.
Everything Jason Schwartzman's ever done.
Yeah, you really have.
He's the coolest.
You would suck his dick if he was
fucking
here right
coolest.
Now.
Like, I want him on my
Yo,
podcast, because I hear him on podcasts, and he is just, they fucking... They worship him. They love having him on.
I've never heard
because he's such a fucking genuine dude.
I've never heard him on a podcast, but just his acting is fucking unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good. Like, he's so earnestly, like, dumb in a lot of his roles. You know what I'm saying? Like, that kind of
is a gullible, like, yeah.
Well, a gullible, but, like this weird innocence. Like, you know he doesn't have any motives behind him. Some movies he does. But most of the movies, it's very, like, kind of like, wait, why would you do that? Like, he's very, I don't know. It's very, what the fuck is the word I'm thinking of? Go ahead. Go into my brain and figure out the word that I'm trying to think. Just pick through. Go ahead. Ready? Go.
Oh,
ready?
Waffle.
Brown.
Laser.
Laser. He's very laser in all of his movies.
That's so laser.
God. Oh, my God.
We just
made a Disney show, by the way.
Pretty
That's
much.
So laser. We'll
That's
have,
so
we'll have a,
laser.
We'll have a little black girl that stars in it. This is a racially charged episode of I Can't Read.
I want to say there was a movie where that was a future slang term.
Laser?
That's so laser.
I don't think so.
I think so.
Okay.
I just made it up? Nope, I don't think so.
No,
I
no,
steal
no.
everything
yeah,
I say.
Yeah, you do.
From everyone. Everyone does.
Yeah, you're very unoriginal.
Every word you say is stolen, too.
Yeah, I mean...
Someone
I might,
else created it.
I might
dumbass.
As well be a skinny Kevin Smith.
You're just an internet puke hole.
Yeah, honestly, well, it's weird. Like, in our... like. That's how we are. We just take in all the things
That's
that we think
saying.
Are cool and
You're
then
nothing but the
push out the bullshit. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Wow.
And then you filter the shit you enjoy and then you try to represent it.
I listened to this fucking podcast, Liam Lynch. Have you ever heard of this dude?
Nope.
All right, let me bring up some shit because this fucking intrigued me out the dick. That's a saying that I use.
Yeah, that's one that wasn't stolen. That's totally original.
That is.
Right out the dick.
oh, dude, that is out the dick. Hold on, let me bring up his Wikipedia. He's a musician. He was the guy that did My United States Whatever.
Oh yeah, I know him. I mean, I know that song.
Okay, he also went to the same school that John Lennon and Paul McCartney went to, and Paul McCartney had bought it.
Oh.
And gave lessons to him, one-on-one lessons.
Wow.
There was only 40 people accepted, only two Americans, and he was one of them.
Wow.
Lived in England. He walked the same streets as Hitler and fucking, like John Lennon, walked by the same cemeteries
Winston
that they
Churchill.
Did. All these fucking like insanely famous people, and he made this show like this fucking sock puppet show. Hold on, let me see if I can find it. Discography references, bibliography. Hold on,
bibliography.
Yeah, no, that wasn't the right word. Biography. Oh man,
I thought it was bibliography.
The Syphil and Ollie show. Have you ever heard of that?
Syphil and Ollie show. No.
All right. Well, it's a sock puppet show, and he did it completely just for fun. This was like in late 90s, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was before the internet, obviously, before you could have your own YouTube channel. And like the BBC was buying shows off of him.
Huh.
And it was fucking insanely intriguing to listen to this dude because you could feel that he came from like, he liked the things that he liked. He was influenced by stuff, but he definitely had his own mind frame. He had this cat, right? This fucked me up. He had this cat, and, like, he was talking to a cloning company, and they took, like, he was supposed to get his cat cloned,
He wanted this?
Yeah, he wanted his cat to be cloned because he was like, this cat was the most interesting cat. It was not like no other cat, and this is when cloning was kind of still... I mean, it was happening. It's easier
it
to clone...
it just wasn't as awesome
for some reason,
it's
easier to clone cats than it was dogs, but he had a cat.
Cats
and
are
he,
stupid and have no emotions.
That's why they're easy to clone, because they don't have to clone a soul.
Yep.
Yeah.
Way less DNA without that soul.
Yeah, that soul takes up a lot of gigs. no, but so he takes his cat and he wants to clone it. Like 5 days before he's supposed to take it in to get its like mouth and its stomach scraped for DNA.
Yeah.
It got hit by a car.
Oh no.
He puts it in the refrigerator because he knows that if he puts it in the freezer, it will kill the DNA. It'll fucking like it'll start to like decompose it. Well, not decompose, but it'll damage the DNA to where they can't take it out.
Yeah.
So he refrigerates his cat, calls up the company. He's like, hey, my cat just got hit by a car. I want to clone it now. Can we do it? And he was like, yeah, bring it in. And then they scraped his fucking mouth and his stomach. And they had had two kitties, like two female kitties.
Yeah.
Not kittens, but like, you know, full-grown cats. They took their embryos, took out all their DNA information, and then put that cat's DNA. So it was like an immaculate conception of cats.
Mm-hmm.
They did two of them. One died.
Okay.
The other one lived. And what's insane is that the one cat completely, the kitten that died, its mom, was like looking for her kitten. Because that's what animals do when their fucking, you know, child dies. And So they then, like the other cat that had the kid completely denied it. And the other cat was scratching underneath because it could smell that cat. And because it was a complete genetic copy of the other cat, it thought that it was its fucking, like, offspring. And so it raised it as its own, and then he brought it back to its other cats once it was, like, old enough, and they thought it was the other cat that got hit by the car, but he looked like a kitten. So, like, whoa, fucking blah, blah, blah's back.
Wait, how do you know that the cats thought that? This sounds like a little, where it gets a little...
Well, because the mother accepted it as its own. The mother did. And then the other cats... acted,
in his house?
Yeah, acted like how they would with the other cat. Like, they didn't... They were welcoming
to
it.
But
to
say that they knew that it was the same cat...
But it also had all...
And they're like, whoa,
but it also had all,
virgin.
Well, yeah, I know. That part's probably bullshit. But it also had, like, all of its idiosyncrasies as well.
Did it commit suicide on a car?
No. Not yet.
Oh.
So just wait for it.
I can see this story.
But isn't that fucking insane? Like, it had the same scent. It had the same DNA. It
should.
It's more of a replica than a twin would be. It's closer to that cat than a twin cat would be to that cat, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Isn't that fucking nuts?
It's the same pairings. It's not, like,
it's the same,
nearly same pairings.
Yeah, it's like 99.99999. It goes on forever.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason why I brought that up is because I felt like that guy was one of the people that, like, really kind of drove his own path and wasn't, like, completely influenced, like, how we are now with, like, all of this fucking YouTube videos and everything. Do you ever, like, make a joke and you're like, that has to be something
else? I always say stuff all the time. And I'm like, you're like, people will be like, oh, where'd you hear that? And I'm like, I really don't remember, but I don't think it's mine.
Yeah, you have to make,
like,
that kind of discussion. The
like
discussion.
This is an original.
I do that a ton, and I feel badly for it because I don't always, like, I can't, like, reference what I heard that from. It's just something that stuck with me, and then, like, I make that same joke.
Yeah.
The one time on Lousy Weather Media podcast, Lousy Weather Media main show, rather, fucking Sean was talking about his dead grandpa, and he was like, he's right over there, and I was like, go, 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 ghost, and Jonah Jesus. Ray does that on fucking Nerdist, and, like, I thought about that afterwards, and I was like, oh, fuck, I totally just stole that, but I'm not thinking, like, I pulled, like, a
he does that when other people talk about dead relatives on his show?
No, just ghosts in general.
Oh, okay,
yeah. But, like, I completely pulled that from him and didn't realize it at the time. It was just, it's so weird how things stick in your brain.
That's a subconscious sort of, like, connection
and to that's
that
what Robin Williams used to, like, do, and he was like, I'm in comedy clubs every fucking night.
His are almost spastic. His were like, I can't control how much I go off my script.
But also, but off his script, maybe that's why when he tapped into the, like, shit that he's heard
of. He used to tap into, like, vaults.
Yeah.
That kept going to other vaults.
Right.
Mine are like, oh, I'll make a quick little... Oh, yeah.
Is that how you make jokes?
Ping pow.
Oh, racist again.
No, that was like a gun.
Well, I was making my Chinese eyes and you said that.
Sweet Jesus. Put your katana away.
All right, go ahead. Let's keep going with this.
Filthy bitch.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Oh, not well, wait.
Actually, yeah, my next one is the director of Home Alone.
No, but it was kind of gangster sounding.
Racist.
And my next guy is
you're
Martin
a real
Scorsese.
Piece of shit tonight. Oh, right on. I figured that would go in your mix.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's racist.
Well, because you're Italian.
Spaghetti, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, this dude spaghetti loves spaghetti, brothers. Loves fucking
wow,
meatballs, and he probably fucking yeah. loves this guy.
Yeah.
What was his name?
Well, who? Martin Scorsese?
Yeah, 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 that one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You forgot it already because you're just thinking about meatballs and fat Italians at hanging out with you.
I can't get it off my mind once it just takes up everything.
I just don't know how I can go on with a podcast after all that. It hurt me hard and deep.
How about you? Do you want to name some movies of his?
I don't know any.
No, you don't.
I just know he eats spaghetti, so I voted for him.
Well, fair enough. That is a good answer, sir. You took my own gun and shot me.
Casino, Goodfellas.
Goodfellas is one of my... I love that fucking movie.
Yeah,
so good.
It's fucking great. Departed.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah. Jesus.
A lot of... hey, what are you doing over here? Where's my spaghetti? Bow.
Where's my spaghetti?
Isn't that the way... That's one of his lines, right?
If you say so.
That's one of his lines, too. Go ahead.
Yeah. Real white power.
Anything else
tonight
you want to mention for him?
He's a really great... Raging Bull. Raging Bull is one of my favorite films.
I haven't seen
De Niro. Put on like 65 pounds for the end of the film.
Let's do that for... If you remember this, I won't, but
it's black and white. Can you... Yeah.
Off the list.
Yep.
No, we can do... We can watch Raging Bull. I really want to do Taxi, too.
I haven't seen that. Taxi Driver?
Yeah.
Oh,
is Taxi a movie, too?
The show with De Niro... I mean, with... Oh, God. Little fucker, DeVito.
Little fucker. Where you at? Get over here, DeVito, you little fucker.
Danny DeVito.
I'm the Penguin.
Taxi is like Christopher Lloyd.
That was a really good Penguin.
Nope.
I played this city like a hop from hell. That wasn't a good DeVito either. At least I got his line.
You got the words right.
I had 3 beers and
this
a cup
is a
of coffee.
Spastic fucking.
I know, this
night
is the worst for
in
me.
Entertainment.
I'm so sorry.
History.
All right, go ahead.
Jesus. Fourth one, Paul yeah. Thomas Anderson.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Paul F. Tompkins.
Shut the f- You love Paul F. Tompkins. Boogie Nights, Magnolia.
You love that dick.
Shut it.
You love that dick in Boogie Nights.
Yeah, I do.
You like Mocky Mock, come on my fucking chest pubes.
Big old dick. No, I like Heather Graham and fucking Roller Skates.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
Roller skates are sexy. I don't know why.
I don't know why either.
Yeah, just roll right onto my
just
wiener.
Roll to the dick.
Yeah, just roll. Just back your ass up and skate backwards right onto my nuts. To the balls, girl.
Balls, girl.
Not the tip, to the balls. Any other films you like?
The Master, There Will Be Blood.
I haven't seen The Master yet, but you've told me great things about it.
Shit.
Is it good?
It's good.
Is it good?
We should watch that. It'd be an easier watch for you.
You think?
Yes.
I like
Much
Clerks.
More.
Clerks is black and white.
It's not that kind of... I mean, Raging Bull
Coffee
is a really intense boxing movie about, like, the humanity of, like, a boxer back in the day.
Do you know why they filmed it in black and white?
No, but it was a conscious choice. It wasn't, like, when they only had black and white
I'm about
films.
To say, do you know why they did Clerks in black and white?
Do I know why they did Clerks or Raging Bull? Clerks? No, I don't know why either.
They, since they shot in the, what was it called? Quick Mart?
Mm-hmm. Quickie Mart, yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Since they shot in there, they were all fluorescent bulbs.
Yeah.
And it would make they would have to get a lighting kit to light everything.
So it looked natural.
Yeah, because everyone would look like orange or weird color and shit under the fluorescent bulbs with the film that they had at the time. And he was like, well, how can we do that? And he's like, well, either I rent this lighting kit for fucking like $1,000 a month, or we shoot in black and white, and then we don't have to have anything because it'll just be all contrast.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, we'll just do that.
Black and white.
Is that fucking crazy? That's why Clerks was in black and white. And a ton of people are like, oh, my God, you did it in black and white so it would look like a security camera, right? And he's like, totally.
Yeah.
I definitely made that decision for that reason, not because we didn't have any money.
I guarantee there's thousands of questions directors like that get to where guys are like, man, did you mean to blah, 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 and that and that, and then this is why, and then when you were a child, and then you thought of that?
They're like, totally.
And they're like, uh-huh. Sit down, Comic-Con kid.
Yeah, not only that, they're like, someone get that motherfucker's name so he can start ghostwriting for me.
I think they think it's creepy. Because a lot of people hate the expanded universe stuff in certain, like, kids that kind of, like, formulate their own, like, I don't know, they design their own universes around the reality of a project, and then they're like, well, why don't you follow this vein? Why didn't you do that? Why did you stop here? And people are sort of like, dude, it's just my project. Just leave it alone.
Right, right,
stop
right.
Stop beating it to death with a fucking bat. And they're like, but when the one scene
was
a little...
It's like that really, like, fucking super nerd gets on the mic of the Q&A.
Yeah, and they ask him why the fucking quantum capacitors didn't go to 1.2 watts.
7 gigawatts instead of 1.2.
You know what I mean? Yeah, they bug him about technicalities of a ship that doesn't exist and a future that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
And they're like, it's a fucking lightsaber? Just sit down.
Yeah.
Mark Hamill, was it warm to the touch or did the hilt have a cooling mechanism in it to stop your hands from warming?
Well, since it didn't exist, neither, asshole. Next question. God, I fucking hate Star Wars.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But then they'll like reference like, well, Sirius101 @.com, blah, 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 said that, and they talk about like schematics of shit that isn't
real. And not only that, they're also fucking referencing names of fucking like people online, like they, like Mark Hamill or like whoever would know. They're like, I don't give a fuck who SpankBank27 is, and no, that didn't happen, and we didn't do it like that. Fuck your conspiracy theories. Go ahead.
Yeah. I imagine that like directors, like, what's his face?
What's his face? His work's
like
so good.
Stanley Kubrick never answered questions like that ever.
He probably never did Q&A's.
I guarantee he never did press junket store. He was like, no, go ahead and ask.
Not even press junkets, just more so like Q&A's. Because press junkets is like, so how would you feel about the movie? Why'd you do this? Like, they ask the same 10 questions. The Q&A's, like, way more.
I don't think he'd do anything at all.
I mean, I've never seen any interviews with him.
No, he was a very reclusive man. Like, I'm pretty sure that it's almost a 21st century thing to like get into the heads of these.
Well, that's
people.
Because of Twitter and Facebook. Yeah, it's everyone's so reachable.
I
want
to be part of it. I want to be able to ask.
And not only that, like I feel like a lot of the directors that make movies now that aren't like a huge directors aren't getting paid out the dick. They have to go to these Comic Cons and make these appearances, and they're like,
I
guess I'll do a Q&A so I can speak to my fans, see what they like, what they didn't like. Kind of, it's insane. Like they're like marketing partners of themselves.
Yeah.
Instead of their like market research people going out, they go out as the market research and just get berated by like people like, I fucking hate that part, you piece of shit. And he's like, thank you. I'm sorry. I will try to do better next
time.
They
make reference to that in Chasing Amy. And he's like, what's a Nubian?
Oh, God. Yeah. I'm going to shot your ass.
Like, because that's that hackling fucking like, asking for
That heckle.
Specifics and shit.
Definitely. Yeah, for sure. And it, like, it's so weird that they went, like, when was Chasing Amy? 1997, I want to say?
Something.
That was before, like, the internet was huge. That was before, like, trolling was. But, I mean, like, that was, like, the heckler. That was, like,
trolling.
That was, like, the super nerd. It's so, like, I mean, like, our culture's, like, fucking gone eons away from like where it was before, like with like how you can contact and how you can say like, yeah, I hate this, I like this. I mean, most people just like to shit on things anyway, so
Most
of the things I feel like are negative online anyways. But yeah, go ahead. It's just weird how they
the
kind of,
that is a horrible beast.
But it's weird, like that was like the internet voice in that scene.
Mm-hmm.
Like Jason Lee was
it's
the internet.
It's a good representation of it, just like
way before the like it got big. Yeah, that's
and
what
I guess back in, you know, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, like it would have been like a public forum at like maybe a council meeting.
But that's why I feel like that's when like movies were more like special, like almost like a like,
well, they kind of
the silver
them.
Screen,
yeah.
You know, like they had that
the
detachment
pictures.
Yeah, they had the detachment from it. And now like we're all so fucking connected and like into
each
other's
lives. Why didn't
lives.
Robert Downey get back to me on Twitter? I asked him about the Mark V, and he didn't say shit.
I asked him what his favorite Iron Man book was, and he never responded. Probably doesn't even read him, fuckhead. Like, what,
not a real fan.
What? Yeah, fake.
Boycott, hashtag douche.
Fail. First. Like, why'd you say first? I was the first one to say that. Oh, God damn it.
Jesus.
No, but what bums me out is that, like, remember when they used to tell you, like, hey, man, high school is the hardest part of life, and, like, once you're out, and you're in the real world?
Yep.
And then me and you grew up in the culture of, like, high school exists all the time because of Facebook and Instagram Twitter.
I've never left.
Yeah. And well, we left for like, I feel like we got out of it for like 2 years, 3 years. And then this shit got like really big.
Then they pull us back in.
And then we're like, fuck, man. Like, oh, God. I just watched this video of this dude saying that like he adopted a black girl and she was getting Snapchats from these like racist pieces of shit from her school.
Yeah.
Calling like her an N-word and shit like that, and like calling her the F-word that rhymes with maggot.
I thought they were calling her like
fuck. I like, don't understand why that would be mean. You. No, but yeah. So he like the dude hits up the fucking family and he's like, hey, why is your fucking kids doing this? He's like, you're crazy. We used to do this as kids all the time. This is just fucking like, you know, normal. He's like, you piece of shit. Like, my, like, this is hurting her. Like, that's not something that you want to say. But he went online and fucking, like, gave the dude's name, last name, spelled it out. Like, it's this, like, we live in the time where we can publicly hang people. And, like,
well, that's the public court of opinion is more insane than probably, you know, it's like, you're getting fucking, get mobs together with the internet. Start movements.
Exactly. Like, everyone has their pitchfork and their fucking unlit torch right underneath their computer chair, and they're just waiting to pull them out, dude. They're literally waiting. They're like,
meet you there.
Yeah, they're like, oh, just something, get my blood pressure up. I will light this motherfucker and scream and hate.
This actress said, what?
It's so nuts, like, our I'm getting way off topic. Go ahead. Give me your directors. What's your last one? Jesus Christ.
Well, it's Ty, man.
All right, good.
It's Ty, man.
You
what?
What are you saying? Okay?
Saying words?
Man.
Wes Anderson and Quentin Tarantino are kind of
like... I felt like Wes... I knew that Wes... I can't believe...
On really, tippy tip.
You can't decide.
No, because really? Wes Anderson's films are so fucking dedicated Wes films. But there's not a lot of like... there's not a lot of difference in them or like you can't... I can watch a Wes Anderson film and it almost feels like it's a kind of like a continuation of the great awesomeness of the last Wes Anderson film.
Bring your mic up a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you sound great. No, bring it up. It's okay. We can mention it on air. Yeah, it's okay.
I know.
People understand that we have, oh, it's like patting your head and rubbing your tummy.
Can't do it all.
Just tighten that little knob a little bit more because it'll start falling again.
Oh, trust me, my hands tighten hard.
Doubt it.
Really?
I'm going to put those gorilla fucking tighten mittens your away. Oh, good. Anyways, go ahead. So, you really can't make the fucking jump to,
no,
like, which one you like more?
No, because Quentin is way more diverse, like Kill Bill to Pulp Fiction to Django.
I feel like all those feel like Quentin movies.
They all feel like Quentin movies, but they're all, they're...
different stylistically, yes, they're different, but they also are shot like Quentin. He shoots like a comic book. That's how I feel about Quentin.
Yeah, but I don't know. Django is... I mean, I guess Django is what I think really stands on its own as like a real testament to
how long
he can kind of do it different.
The one before that he directed was what?
Right before Django? Was that Inglourious Bastards?
I think so. And that was like 2008, right?
Yeah.
So there's like fucking like a 6 year, 7 year gap.
Yeah. There are big six gaps years, in Wes too. Wes has gaps.
Yeah, but I mean like... Man. I don't know. He gets a big budget and he shoots really awesome places.
Yes.
And he has a great like dictation of how he shoots and stuff like that, but he shoots almost like a kind of like a Kevin Smith movie to me. Like
but are
long
you saying
shots
like
one
on
of people.
These should eclipse the other?
Not eclipse, but I mean like
who?
One should.
I guess I don't.
I mean if I was you, I would pick Quentin.
Oh. Really?
But I know
because
knowing
I
you,
resonate I think almost more with like the innocence and like
completely agree.
Yeah.
Wes Anderson. If you were like, hey, which one would I pick, Quentin or Wes? I'd be like Wes for you.
Yeah.
For me, it'd be Quentin.
Okay.
Because Quentin's like so much more like visually fast and quick cuts, and I love
we'll
that
take
type
that,
stuff.
Then because you picked half, I picked half.
All right, right on. And Quentin was on my list.
What are yours? Okay, first one's Quentin.
Yeah. Fuck it. Yeah, let's go with Quentin. Sure. God damn it, Kill Bill 1 and 2 are fucking fantastic. Pulp Fiction is just a masterpiece, and not only that, he has that Kevin Smith mentality of like fucking let's write and direct. Like let's. Yeah.
Reservoir Dogs. Mm. Ooh, that good. Was the one that's a real signature off base for him. Single location almost.
You know what? That's one movie that I wouldn't feel like is Quentin.
Mm-hmm.
Like
yeah.
Comparatively to all the rest, I feel like that one stands out like on its own more. And Grindhouse wasn't directed by him. The Grindhouse films,
Death Race
and Terror.
Planet Terror was Rodriguez, and Death Race was Quentin.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but it was presented by both of them were presented by Quentin, correct?
Yes,
I think so.
Grindhouse is presented by I don't know. Was
it?
Presented
they came
by
out
both?
As like a double feature. They came out as like that weird B movie,
yeah,
like that kind of like homage to the 70 fucking like slasher flicks.
Yeah, but I thought Quentin did direct Death Race, and then Robert Rodriguez.
You might
did
be right.
Planet Terror.
Okay, that makes sense. But yeah, Quentin. I mean, like I don't know. I just really fucking dig that dude.
Yeah.
His like non-linear telling of stories, I think, is awesome. I don't know, his shots are fucking incredible. I was listening to a fucking podcast. Oh, go figure. Fucking
shocking.
Ninth time he fucking mentioned that fucking podcast he listened to on his own fucking podcast. Well, It's actually kind of cool because, like, fucking Kevin Smith was talking to him and he's like, hey, man, like, I think you, like, just had watched Red State.
Yeah.
And he was like, man, this is really awesome. And Kevin's like, well, I felt like I really got really good at it at the end of the movie. And he was like, you know what? That's weird. He's like, I really want to do another fucking. What's the type of movie, the genre of movie that Kill Bill is? It's like, it's not kung
what
fu.
What genre?
It's not kung fu, but it's like, it's oh god damn.
Not
it.
Spaghetti western.
No.
I don't know what it is.
But the vein of Kill Bill, because he like studied that type of filming and shit like that, and I believe it comes from Japan. He's like, I like right at the end of Kill Bill 2, he was like, I felt like I knew what I was doing. He's like, now I want to go and shoot a movie because I like this would be like my thesis on it.
Yeah.
I've gained all the knowledge I have because you think about it, like while they're shooting the movie, he's like fucking like, oh, I like this. I like that. Take that out. Take this out. I don't really know what I'm doing, but I'm going to do it. And then now that like, it's so like boiled down editing wise, directing wise, acting wise, everything like that. Like he's like, I want to go back and fucking do that. One thing really I stuck with me and makes me really respect Quentin on that part. Cause I feel like he's a very grounded person,
but he hasn't gone back and done anything yet. In that vein yet.
But this was recent. I mean, like Red State wasn't that long ago.
Okay.
But
I hope
like,
he does.
Definitely. I mean, the last thing that he did was fucking Django.
Yeah.
And then Crazy Eights, I
Crazy
think.
Crazy Eight, yeah. Or, yeah. Something along those lines.
I think it was called,
it
was the Crazy 88, right?
Well, that was
the Kill Bill
guys.
But I feel like a script got fucking leaked by someone's agent or somebody.
Yeah, it showed like a wagon with blood behind it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The script got leaked, the whole entire thing, and he said, I'm not going to do it anymore because you fucking pieces of shit leaked
it.
Yeah,
probably because there was, like, a design to it. It was, like, a stable, like, coach with horses, and it had a blood trail behind it that said, like, the Crazy Eight.
That's so fucking cool.
Yeah.
That's, like, nothing, too. Like, you just described a poster to me, and I was like, I'm in.
Yeah, it sounds great. Just like Django's original poster was like a chain with a broken link, and it just said Django Unchained.
Dude, I have the first print of Django Unchained comic book because he released a series with it as well. And it's that fucking, that red with the black landscape, and then you see Django, and it might be the dentist wagon.
Yeah.
I think it's Django on a horse in the dentist wagon with the fucking chain with it broken in the middle. Oh, such a fucking... Yeah. Like, so simple, yet so fucking powerful.
I love minimalist posters. They're
definitely
good.
But it's so hard to fucking, like, think of a minimalist poster that actually applies and gives you all that emotion with so little. Chris Nolan.
Next. Oh, yeah, Chris Nolan.
I'm surprised that wasn't on your list. Dark Knight.
Only because of the body of work. I guess we could go to the
Interstellar.
Following. No, I meant, like... I talked about directors that pretty much had over 15 films each.
Oh, my bad.
No. Just saying, Chris Nolan. I think Chris Nolan has another 15. Jesus, another 15 or 20 films in him.
Oh, definitely.
And then he'll be legendary, like on Scorsese's level.
But I feel like he's already legendary just because of The Dark Knight. Like you hit that one, and everyone's like, "I'll suck your dick forever, Chris." Any like fucking executive produced. He's done a whole bunch of shit, but Dark Knight. I felt. Was insanely well shot, executed, amazing.
It was.
Rises was awesome, too. Not as, I in my opinion.
He's the whole trilogy,
Begins
right?
was fucking, his take on Begins was fucking immaculate. Like, they wrote a beat cop movie with a fucking cape.
It did it awesome.
Like, that's the sickest way to approach Batman, and the most realistic way, because, like, you put him in this, instead of making him a superhero, you make him this dude that's just like, I just want to beat ass, and because fucking... My parents got murdered in an alleyway.
Beat so much ass.
Yeah, it sounds like a fucking.
Yeah, he's only directed 10. That's why I was kind of like, well, he has some great ones, but not like a library that I could go to.
J.J. Abrams.
Ooh, Big J.
And like, I guess like with directors for me, I like people that make fucking like almost like symphonic films. Like, they make, like, a fucking crescendo of a flick.
Oh.
I'm looking for, like, super visuals and everything like that because I really feel that the director, what he does is he gets performances and he sets up shots.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing really that they do.
I thought nowadays it was like a director became more integral than he ever had in the past.
Well, think about it. There's a writer.
She, you know.
There's a producer. There's like fucking
and everything. There's a DP.
There's a cinematographer. Groups, there's people that have set up lights. So to me, a director is someone that fucking like unless you're like Quentin or like Kevin Smith that like writes, directs, edits. Like they take the version of their film from paper to film to the edit to like make different drafts of their work. If that makes sense.
And yeah, that's where you get like.
And that's and that to me is like a fucking fantastic director. Like,
does JJ do that?
No,
I didn't know.
But
if he
JJ
wrote.
Gives you the visual that is fucking insane. His fucking like
eye.
Well, not only his eye, but like the vastness of his shots. Like he and like just completely throws you in a world.
I love it. I love JJ.
You hit a movie theater seat and you watch Star Trek. And you're like, I'm fucking there, like, in the darkness. And people give the movie shit because of fucking, like, Khan. They're like, how did you fuck up Khan? What the fuck? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, dude, that movie looks so fucking good.
I love Into Darkness. I thought you said Darkness Falls at first. That's why I giggled. Because you were obsessed with Darkness Falls for a while. I'm like, shit, that's a JJ movie?
So, yeah, JJ, back in the day, Darkness Falls. He's like, yo, you ever heard of the Tooth Fairy? Let me fucking throw this shit up. I'll shoot it huge.
Did you know that Chris Nolan did The Prestige?
Yeah.
Jesus. That's what I was researching. When and you that's brought what I'm up saying. JJ, I'm like, oh, that's one of my favorite films.
Yeah, well, I mean, fucking Interstellar.
Yeah.
That's gorgeous.
It's beyond gorgeous. It's beyond gorgeous.
And the fucking scale is gigantic. See, that's what I like. Like, I don't know. I'm a sucker for CGI.
I know.
Fucking kick me in the balls. I don't care. Not you in general. I'm just talking to the listener right now. Fuck you. But, like, I love gigantic scenes. So the reason why I watch movies, I mean, like, I get it. Like, there's, like, you know, the human portrayal. There's, like, you know, the things that humans go through.
I understand relationships with humans.
Blah, blah, fucking
but
blah,
robots
blah.
Robots and lasers.
Oh, my God. Robots and fucking giant monsters.
Spaceships and shit.
Fuck you. Take my money.
I know. Pacific Rim, the best dumb, awesome
Guillermo
movie.
Guillermo del Toro, which I'm going to fucking throw up in the top five.
What, is an honorable? Oh, on your list?
Yeah.
Don't get me started on Pan's Labyrinth and Devil's Backbone.
Dude, fucking not even that Hellboy. Like, he took a fucking franchise that people didn't even like and, like, fucking made it amazing.
He did create Pan's Labyrinth from, I think, nothing.
Yeah.
Which blew me away, too.
Pacific Rim as
well.
Because
of how it felt like a fucking fantasy world that was ancient.
All right. My director's choice are because of stylistic choices. Not because of, like, how awesome the fucking, you know, writing was. Like, Pacific Rim. Like, not great writing.
No. Very, very, very fucking, like, dumbed down, like...
Insanely.
Enjoy it, everyone, ever.
Yeah, they gave us all fucking popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't give us fucking, like, you know...
Caviar.
Caviar. I was about to say fish eggs, because I couldn't think of the word, because I'm dumb.
The fish eggs, dude.
They didn't give us those black eggs that we all love when we're rich, right? I'm wearing this nice jacket, and I have these little spoons.
Jeez.
But yeah.
The fish eggs.
That's what they are.
Right. Yeah. Yep.
And that's why Guillermo made Pacific Rim for me.
He did. He was like, enjoy it, little guy. You can eat fish eggs.
I wish I could do a Guillermo. Isn't he Spanish?
Yes.
Oh, God. How do they talk? Go ahead, racism.
I don't know. No, you show me racism.
No. I called you racism.
Yeah, but I'm asking you because you want it.
Oh, so they don't know how to.
Do Nacho Libre. Ramses. He's
no,
the
no,
best.
Hold on. And I can squeeze.
There you go. That's how Guillermo talks.
He doesn't know the caviar. I feel like I'm Frenchy, though.
Oh, jeez.
I'm probably...
Spain's by France.
Yeah.
You can say that.
Fuck him.
Jesus.
But yeah, Guillermo. Really dig.
I like Guillermo.
So we got Nolan, Guillermo, Quentin. I strayed from my list because we had to get me into this.
Yes.
So I have three. And wait, did I say JJ?
Yes. We're at four for you now? Yeah. Guillermo makes four.
Okay. Oh, fuck. Kevin Smith.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, if that fucking fatty didn't hit the list, something's wrong with you.
Yeah, I really fantastically enjoy every film that he's
I know.
Done.
And that's more of like...
And even stylistically, because I know, like, that's what's weird, because I'm like, I'm a big fucking person on, like, I really, like, want, like, shit to fucking be, like, huge and gigantic and, like, the grandeur of it, but, like...
But...
For him, though, I don't know. Maybe it's like just how he presents himself.
He holds your balls in a special way.
Jesus Christ, does he ever.
He does.
Oh my God. I would suck that dick to the bone if I could.
Wowzers.
Yeah.
You heard it here, folks.
Yeah, yeah. Breaking news. Go ahead. Do the newscast.
This just in. Paul said that he will suck the dick to the bone on Kevin Smith. That's right. Holy shit.
No, but I mean that in a completely fucking...
You mean
fucking
that in the nicest way.
No, yeah. An egotistical way. Like, I'd be like, oh my God, you're like such an inspiration.
And he would say, no thanks.
Yeah, probably.
I don't need the beach.
I don't know. I bet I could suck a mean dick. I got a nice shaped mouth.
Honey, I'll be home late.
Steven Tyler-esque, if you will.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm wide.
Wrap a scarf on it.
Yeah. Oh, God damn it. but yeah, no, I really enjoy like his delivery from actors. Like, I feel like he can pull performances out of people.
He's probably fun to like dick around with on set.
Johnny Depp said that, like, he's like, from now on till the day I die, I would love to make a Kevin Smith movie because it's the funnest experience.
That's a really good endorsement.
He was Guy LaPointe in Tusk.
Yeah.
And he's gonna be in Yoga Hosers, and I believe he's gonna be in Moose Jaws. But he was like, he's like, this is amazing.
As that guy?
What do you mean?
Like,
as the character?
Yeah. Did he die?
Who? Guy LaPointe?
Guy LaPointe?
I mean,
is it a continuation
Guy
of
LaPointe,
the characters?
No, I think Guy LaPointe's
in, all
in the next
films?
One, but I also think that he might play someone else.
I'll just play multiple characters for him, because he can do that, because he's character actor. Because
he's fucking Johnny
days.
Depp, yeah. Yeah. But I mean,
I barely noticed him. Recognized him, sorry.
Guy? They call him Guy? Yeah, Guy LaPointe. Guy LaPointe.
He's French-Canadian.
Dude, all right, you didn't... Wait, he was like, he's in a lot of the movie. Of Tusk.
Yes.
You didn't...
I barely recognized him at first when he was crushing, like, a sandwich or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. In the Gimli slider shot. Yeah.
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 I didn't know who that was.
Oh, my God. It's so good. If you haven't seen Tusk, God damn you. But, yeah, so that was my two, I guess, like, fucking honorable mentions were Darren Aronofsky and Stanley Kubrick.
Darren Aronofsky almost made my list as well, but there's so many good directors.
Requiem is shot fucking insanely well.
Yes.
And fucking, God damn it, why can't I think of the fucking... Because he always has fucking Clint Mansell. It wasn't Black Swan, it was something else. Oh, God, The Fountain.
The Fountain, Pie, he is... Black, yeah, he is good.
But I mean, like, Requiem on its own, like, that was almost the reason why you made my list. Because that...
Noah.
The fucking... here's some fucking rock angels. You guys like those? them shooting up, like, heroin. Or, like, them, like, snorting ecstasy.
Like the,
yeah, the dilation of the pupils. The fucking, like, the cellular... Like, the molecular level of what the drug does. Like, fucking genius. Like, I mean, like, honestly, like, a super, like, entrepreneur.
There's
of,
a
like,
name for that. Like, that rapid, like, machine
cuts.
Gun shot. Yeah.
I have no idea.
But
that's
is,
what it
there
is.
There is a term.
Rapid cuts.
Rapid cuts.
Yeah.
Pow, 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 pow.
Cedar Rapids. That was a movie with fucking the guy from The Office that punches through the wall.
Andy Bernard.
Ed Helms. Yeah. Andy Bernard. I'm glad we can always get somewhere. Anyways,
hey,
so yeah.
We always go somewhere.
And Kubrick
for, sure.
for obviously everything.
Yes.
I mean, Eyes Wide Shut in itself is just. So
I'm
fucked.
So glad you like Eyes Wide Shut.
Oh my God.
Especially from him.
That movie fucking sticks in my craw so much. Like, I'm just like, God, that movie's so fucked up.
He does have The Shining, Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah, but even The Shining, like, I mean, like, all right, Haunting is all balls. And that blood elevator shot is amazing. But yeah. I mean, like, for the most part, like, I felt like the script, like, really drove that movie as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, yeah. like, it was shot gorgeously.
It is. Agree. Yeah. He's gorgeous director.
So, 47 minutes in, and we finally finished Genre Fab. What movies have you seen? I've only
Welcome
seen one.
Welcome
so
to
we'll
the
get...
show.
Yeah, yeah. Let's start the show off now.
I watched a lot.
I'm Paul.
I'm Tony. And that's all you get.
Not Sinetti.
Tony, not Sinetti tonight.
Go ahead.
All right. I saw the movie The Ref with Dennis Leary.
Never heard.
Oh, from the...
I actually have heard of it.
But Kevin Spacey and Dennis Leary... Freaking awesome.
Spacey?
Yeah.
He gets a little Spacey in it. Did he cut off his fingertips?
No, but he kidnaps him and... Oh, it's great, dude. You really should watch.
The Ref.
The Ref.
I feel like I might
Netflix.
Have seen that. Okay, right on. Go
it's
ahead.
It's where, like, he kidnaps the family to hide from the cops, but then he's refereeing their fucking, like, marriage problems.
right
They're
on.
Pissing him off the whole time being dicks to each other. Huh. And he's like, you guys are fucking kidding, right?
So it's like
Holy
a dark
shit.
Comedy?
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
Horribly dark, yeah. Gross Point Blank.
Oh, it's so good. That was the first time you saw it?
No, ninth or tenth.
Oh, okay. I was like, about to say, I was like, but I just recently watched that for the first time. Joan and fucking,
John.
John, yeah.
Joan and John, yeah.
God damn it. Like, that was the first movie I was like, they're fucking.
That was when I had a crush on Minnie Driver back in the day, like the Good Will Hunting times. And that was before Good Will Hunting.
Your dick's like a Tootsie Roll.
I loved Minnie Driver back then. Great movie. And Dan Aykroyd, fucking hilarious in that movie.
He's fantastic. When he pulls up in that fucking Buick, God damn it. That movie fucking rules. It's so good. Like, it's
perfect.
It's like the best Mr. and Mrs. Smith you'll ever get.
Yes. Yes.
Because that's exactly what it feels like.
Tough as fuck, too.
Oh, my God. So brutal.
Poisoning him with the string and the poison dripping down into his mouth at night. I'm like, so badass.
Yeah, yeah. If you haven't seen Gross Point Blank, you were missing out. And I just watched this recently, so don't feel bad either.
And kick-ass fucking soundtrack.
Oh, they're about to say, and you saw Kick-Ass.
No.
Which is great.
Just a kick-ass fucking soundtrack to go
very
with
much
it.
So.
Great fucking
whole
90s
movie's
soundtrack.
Fantastic.
Yeah, perfectly made film. And hilarious, awesome.
It encompasses the 90s, but yet it's timeless.
Rated R. Yeah, perfect. Great. Highly recommend. The other one I watched was Mystic River, again.
Mystic River, Brad Pitt.
Sean Penn.
River runs through it, my bad.
Totally different.
Oh, damn it.
River runs through it.
That is Brad Pitt, though, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
And Legends of the Fall. What else we got?
Seven, he was in that asshole Fight Club. I don't know if you heard of that fucking relic.
Holy shit. No, Mystic River was, I want to say...
Mystic River. Oh, Brad Pitt.
Clint Eastwood directed it.
Yeah, look at it.
And Sean Penn, Kay Bacon.
Oh, Kevin.
Tim Robbins.
I know you're so busy.
I think Mercia Gay Harden won
Best Harden?
Actress. That's her name. Look it up.
Don't be so homophobic, Tony.
Jesus.
What was I looking
Holy
up before?
What
was I looking up before?
What were you looking at Mystic before? River. Who directed Mystic River? But, yes, I do believe that she won an Academy Award for her performance in that movie.
Clint Eastwood.
And what's her name?
Kevin Bacon.
Oh, she's the best.
You're way off.
Kevin Bacon.
You fucking idiot.
Way off. What's her name, you big dick? Samsonite. I was way off.
Sammy, Swanee, Samson, Samsonite. I was way off.
Harry, what if they shot you in the face?
Marcia Happy Harden.
Oh, okay.
I was just being PC about it.
You're such a PC piece of shit.
You're such a PC shit. I made it funny. Go ahead.
All right.
What else you seen?
Those are my films I saw.
That's
I love
all.
Them all.
I saw Automata. I'm not sure how to pronounce it.
Are you asking or telling?
Well, I am kind of asking. I'm like, let me look it up on dictionary.com and it'll say it back to me. I wonder if I can get that on the fucking podcast. Hold on 1 second.
I pronounce the movies I've seen.
Yeah, I know, but this one's from Spain. It's not. By the way, did Magnet rename their franchise to Millennium?
What? Well, Millennium is a company.
But it looks the same as Magnet. Like, it has that block with the M. Like, the cube. Isn't that Magnet?
No.
What's Magnet? Just the M?
Magnet is the word Magnet.
Right, but isn't the M, like, a different color or some shit? Like, red and the rest? Okay, so Millennium. All right,
well, no, Millennium's been around for a long, long time.
All right, well, they put out the movie. And I was really confused.
Oh.
Because I thought it was, hold on.
Oh, Jesus.
Wait.
Your confusion knows no bounds.
No, it doesn't. I'm always fucking confused. I'm just like an old man walking through.
Just remember to breathe.
Automata. That's what I saw.
Say it again.
Automata.
That's awesome.
Dude, Stephen Hawking is here.
Wow. Wowzers. Write a whole sentence.
Hold
I bet
on,
it's not.
Hold on.
Automata.
That's so rad. Oh, man, every movie
We're
that we...
We're so simple to please. Make it play one more time.
Hey, dude, so when I touch my wiener, it makes me feel good. Like, that's how we are. No, but Automata. So that's what I saw. It fucking Antonio Banderas.
Oh.
And dude, it's so fucking cool. It's kind of like an iRobot meets AI type sort of thing, like kind of like an apocalypse. It's almost like Matrix too, because like that sunburned fucking universe.
Where is this from? What is this? I don't know.
Millennium. I have it.
No. I mean, like, why have I not heard of?
Exactly. Yeah. No, I saw a trailer like randomly because I
smack somebody.
Do you ever look up like fucking like new release DVDs?
Yeah, but yeah. I dodged that one. I don't know how.
Yeah, Automata, AUTOMATA.
Whoa.
Yeah, isn't that sick as fuck?
I need to get on this level.
I'll give it to you tonight. Yeah, I'll give it to you tonight.
You can jump drive me?
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah, dude, I'll jump drive you. But yeah, no, it's so fucking cool. They have like sex robots. They have fucking like.
So cool. So cool.
That's the only reason why I thought it was cool.
You can, stop there.
You can fucking robot.
I'll watch it.
They Kegel on their own because they're robots.
Kegel it till it just pops right
off.
Yeah,
Kegel it till you rip my dick off. That's how I come hard. Only got one dick. I only want to come once.
Get a robot dick.
Yeah, but no, it's really, I don't know. I think that you would find it fucking fascinating because it's such a cool approach to the whole robot. The whole like future, like how robots like run things or how they do things, how they are in our lives.
The fear of that future.
But it's not, I don't know. It's almost like hopeful.
Oh, good.
In a way.
I really like the hopeful robotic future, and people disagree the time.
But it's hopeful in the way of, like, I don't know, it's actually really fucking beautiful how it ends. Like,
Don't you?
No, don't worry.
I'm about to have a party tonight watching this.
Yeah, you definitely should. But, like, it really explores, like, our own existence on
our
this
humanity
world.
And... Oh, our place here in the...
Our place, yeah, definitely. That's the perfect word for it. It explores our place in this world. And it's really cool. It's very evolutionary and everything like that. But it also shows a lot of awesome shit. It has really good practical effects. It has really good CGI effects.
Really?
Yeah. For the... I don't think Millennium is like a huge company.
No, I think it's like a magnet-sized company.
Exactly. But, for the movie, I mean, fuck, Antonio Banderas, fucking, what was the movie with him and the guitar?
Once Upon a Time in Mexico and Desperado?
Desperado. It's fucking Desperado fighting robots.
It's Desperado. You needed that title with him in it.
Yeah, definitely.
It's Desperado fighting robots.
I just like to call people by their actorial names.
I would
want
to also make a little point about Benicio del Toro. He is the best character in the, I think it's Expendables 3. I had to sit through it because I started it, and that's how I roll.
I haven't seen any of the Expendables.
Oh, my God. They're all just sort of over-the-top dog shit. With
what, are they dog shit?
Unlegible actors.
I thought that they were, like, dog shit to be dog shit.
They're almost, like, beating the genre up, but they are the genre. So it's like you're, like, hilariously seeing all this.
But isn't it supposed to be like that? Isn't it,
it
supposed
is.
To be
there
like
is
the,
a hilarity to,
like
the
almost like
top.
The, like, the, what's that called?
Like Machete.
Yeah, but like, what are those fucking features called? Like, exploitive.
Well, yeah, it's almost like, yeah, it's almost
like
an extremist film. Like, it's like an extreme view of action film. But at the same time, I'm like, good Lord, just, fuck, that's a lot of money you spent on this, bro. Like, a lot, Stallone. So, Benicio's
but
in the third
movies,
one.
Those movies gross insane.
Yes.
It's crazy how
it's
many
insane.
Dumb fucking sheep pile up in front of the fucking screen. No, I'm kidding.
Let me tell you about me watching it.
Yeah, not only that, fucking, like, I'm I saw Pacific Rim and a robot punched a dinosaur and I loved it. Here's $10.
No, it came from the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah,
it's
different. It is different.
It's
there's actually a portal at the bottom.
Could you shut
the Mariana Trench, Tony? All right, let me explain it to you.
What Guillermo did was he took some acid and then he made a movie.
No, not at all. He was just like the Mariana Trench split, and there's this fucking time portal. I'm not gonna get into fucking Pacific Rim.
Oh, you don't want to get
next
scientific.
Week's
in depth. Yeah.
We'll be on Pacific Rim.
This isn't a science podcast, so take it down a notch.
It should be,
but. Benicio del Toro is by far the most hilarious and just awesome character in that Expendables movie.
Third?
He is a great... Yeah, the third one.
Isn't Van Damme in that one?
He's the second bad guy. He's a bad guy in the second one.
Oh, he's a bad guy.
Yeah.
I thought they were all teaming up.
There's a big team and they go after...
So it's like an A-team.
Ray Park.
So they took like the A-team thing and then like they go after some other fucking
if
forgotten...
If A-team had like 12 members.
Forgotten action star.
Another forgotten action star.
Yeah,
They're like, there's these ones on our side. Would you like to be the villain? We'll give you Darth Maul. And Jean-Claude's like, yeah, I'll take Darth Maul.
For those of you that aren't here, my face just hit the floor.
That's Ray
Park. Darth Maul?
That's who Ray Park is.
Is it fucking the Expendables? Imagine Terminator and Rocky fighting Darth Maul. Like, Rocky's got his gloves on. Terminator's a robot, and Darth Maul's just swinging his double-bladed dildo all around.
He was also the first X-Men movie. He played the guy with the frog tongue.
Toad.
Yeah.
Who?
Ray Park. Darth Maul.
Right on. I didn't know that, because he was a martial artist, and that's why he was able to do the swordsmanship of Darth Maul, and he only had, like, one line.
Yes, and that's why he also played a frog, and he also plays a kind of expendable villain.
Me and Tony went to a Star Wars fucking trivia night, and one of the reasons why we lost is because we thought that Darth Maul said nothing.
Yeah.
Turns out he had one line.
He had some lines.
Just one.
Or one. One?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
One?
Yeah, just one.
Sweet Jesus.
I'm almost positive. I could be wrong. Hey, if not, if I am wrong,
yeah,
Facebook message me.
Yeah. Get at us. Let us know how wrong we are.
WLFE. I just want some feedback. If you want to be on it, you can come and hang out with us. I'll give you the information.
You can sit on the ottoman.
Yeah, I have a really sick ottoman, and it is very comfortable. It has no back.
You're going to be prepared.
Yeah,
if you like holding yourself up.
If you like holding yourself up for an hour and a half, possibly two.
At the rate we're going. It's like we have a guest and we've watched 12 movies apiece this week, but we haven't.
Yeah, yeah, no, I saw one, you saw two, and we had one genre five. Test of Tony, let's do this!
Small Soldiers.
I don't know. That went to ESPN, nothing.
What the fuck was that?
That's my go-to.
You should have seen him winding up with, like, power charge, and he's like... I seriously thought it was Bill Cosby you were doing it first, like
Jello. How my neck just cracked. Yeah.
Oh my God.
This week on SportsCenter.
That was I wish I could do the Law and Order more, like, better. But.
I can't do it either.
I know, it's hard. It's a very...
Well, yeah, because we're not a machine making the fucking noise.
I know, but
don't put me down,
totally
you
did SportsCenter just now.
Yeah. Tonight on SportsCenter.
Last time we're doing it.
Toy Story.
That was the last. Toy Story?
Yeah, we're doing Toy Story, right?
Small Soldiers.
Small Story.
Oh, a merging of the two.
No, go ahead.
Those little fuckers would get
small
murdered.
Soldiers. I fucking
loved it. If they were in Small
it.
Soldiers.
Kirsten Dunst totally jerked off to her in this movie. When I was of age.
What?
Not now.
What are you talking about?
When she puts on that helmet and I couldn't
when
see her face.
When you were of age, that means 18.
No, when I was of age, I like to jerk off to her when I was
when
14.
When you were her age and she was her age.
No.
Because
she's
your age.
She's a couple years older than me.
Oh, my God.
I'll get to her
fame.
What
did she jerk off to? Her hopping on a motorcycle or hitting stuff with a golf club? That's all she really did.
Golf club. I'm into fucking...
Oh, I'm sorry. She rode a Vespa.
The Vespa. You're not big into Vespa porn?
What did you even see an attraction to her?
I did jerk off to her in Melancholin.
Melancholia.
Melancholia.
And that would be because she was butt naked on a rock.
Big old titties.
Big old
big old titties. Old Kirsten Dunst weird jagger tooth titties.
Jagger.
She's got a weird mouth.
Those old Tuscan titties.
She's got a weird mouth. And I also jerked off to her when she was in Spider-Man
those
1.
Little jackknife titties.
Here's
at least she nips through that shirt. And
oh,
that
my
kiss.
God. Those,
she's like, see you later,
it's
Peter.
It's raining
jumpy.
Everywhere, yeah. And I was raining cum all over my
what
TV.
What is happening? This went from racist to just spastic.
Yeah, to cummy.
To cummy cum.
Yeah, it's cummy-con.
Welcome to cumville.
Cummy-con.
Comic-Con coming to you right now.
Whole dick.
We could have a whole, like, if we want, we could have, like, almost like a special edition of things that made us bust nuts in the past.
Yeah, that's good.
Movie-wise.
Top five.
Top five. Movie and
top
video
five
game.
Top five nut busters.
Nut. It's like Rockbusters or
Blockbusters.
Or Blockbusters.
Rockbusters.
Rockbusters was on the Ricky Gervais show.
Was
Carl
it?
Pilkington would think of... Try to think of cryptic clues to give, and he took it was from Blockbusters, but he called it Rockbusters, and he would make the most asinine cryptic clues that never repeated themselves,
yeah.
And then Ricky Gervais would just call him a fucking idiot and a twat as he was like, he'd be like, he would give clues that literally only he could think of, but he thinks so stupidly unique.
Yeah.
But no one, no, like only really weird people ever got them all. And Ricky made fun of him all the time. That's He'd be amazing. Like, it's time for Rockbusters. He'd be like, get the fuck out of here. No, 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 no. Fuck it. Oh, it's great. Perfect. Yeah, so Nutbusters.
Nutbusters.
What are we talking about?
Oh, top five Nutbusters.
What are we talking about?
Small soldiers. Why am I the one that remembers everything?
Everything.
Hey, actually, you know what? Do you want to make this a two-parter episode?
You mean one thing?
You got something to do right now?
What do you mean?
We'll cut it.
I don't want to go and do the Nutbuster stuff.
No. We'll cut it off soon.
You cut it off.
And then we'll go into the next episode, but we'll continue this now. We'll just release them 2 weeks apart.
We're only going to give, like, half of the fun of the podcast on this
episode? Yeah, and then next week we'll give the next one. And
double fun.
But that'll also give us time, because me and Tony have a really busy schedule.
Yeah.
More so me than Tony.
I'm trying to get a job.
Yeah, no, Tony's been at graphic design. Spot that real quick, because I feel like people want to know what you are.
What am I?
Italian. Anyways.
Carbon and water. I want to be a fucking graphic designer, and I'm pushing to that dream. But, I mean, that's, you know, it's a pipe dream.
Yeah, and I go to fucking PA every fucking, like, 2 weeks out of the month, and I bust nuts on old movies a lot. that takes up a lot of time. No, but I mean, like, I'm trying to get into, like, recording and stuff like that. We just have lives, people. I know that you're like, why don't you just podcast and watch movies? Because that's all you motherfuckers want.
That's all you want from me.
But I feel like we should cut this into two episodes, because we're already running on fucking, like, 63 minutes right now. We can probably bust out another hour.
We sure could.
Yeah, okay.
We can go hard.
So, I'm sorry to say this, but until next time, burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Podcast Channel production. Executive produced by Bob Camparta, Paul Wolf, and Sean Ast. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.podbean.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.